We are always in what Bhagavad Gita is going to say. One shall start Jnana and Vairagya. Even in Bhagavad Gita is written, no use of Jnana and Vairagya. Always start training. This is Hari Prabha. This is Hari Prabha. Always running in Vrindavan. Thank you.
Spiritual master has given something. He has to increase. He has given seed. Now, what?
Ankur.
Then, very green lips will come. Some flowers will come.
And then it is
ચૈતન્ય ચરિત અમૃત નથી લાગે બહુ મસ્તિષ્ક સ્વરૂપ
પર.
How to do raga nuga?
Yeah, when you sit.
When grade comes, then mind will not be in control. It will try to achieve in any way, by hook and crook.
So I'm allowed to understand.
If grade comes, whether it is seen to love Krishna, or whether it is so punya, punya means fortune, he does not see at all here and there. It may be wrong or right. Theek hai? It may be wrong or right. No, it may be paap or punya, but I have given my heart. Anyone can tell anything, but no care. That is called greed of Raganuga. And he will try to achieve it very soon, just now. And if there is delay, the things like a machli, fish, when it is out of water and get right, it does not know wrong or right. He only wants to love. Raghunath Das Goswami has told, na dharman, na dharman. So take a rest from Kilikuru. I don't wish to palan karna with to obey the orders of Vedas. What is dharma? And I don't also want to obey, disobey the order. I have no need at all. I want to serve Radha and Krishna, whether it is right or wrong or anything. How it will be? It will be by hearing the prayers of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Prabodhananda Saraswati, have you heard? It is a miraculous but Kavi, poet, bhakta poet, jascha kada vasanani chalat, telanuttha dhanyati dhanya pavanena kisarthamani, yogendra durgam gatir madhusudhano tasya namastu vidhvan guru. Have you heard this slok? Never? You have none? Anyhow, Srimati Radhika was in anger and she was not in a mood to speak with Krishna. She did like like this. Krishna wanted to please Srimati, but she was not in a position to listen. She was in so anger. She tried by so many skills. She also got down to the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. I will not do again what I have done then, what wrongly I have done. This is this way. Yet, she told hands. Mets are hands. Palya Dati. Rukmanjari and Ratimanjari. No? That's it. This man is so clever. He knows so many tricks. His heart, out and inner, are of two kinds. No? What?
Black.
Huh?
Black.
Everywhere he is. Inner side also black, outer side also black. So, tell him and request that person, teacher, to go away from here. And he should never come here. So, Gopi told him, oh black person, you should come here and go away straight from here. Our Sakhi is in so anger. At last, Gopi threatened Krishna to leave this place as soon. So Krishna went from that place. But he was so unhappy. He was standing at one side of Radha and Srimati was standing on other side of Radha. But air was coming from the corner where Srimati Radhika was towards Krishna. Understand? If Krishna was in the east side of Radhakund, Radha was in west side, and air very cool, very calm and quiet, very pleasant, very fragrant, very sweet smelling. From Radhakund, Beli, Chameli, Jui and Kadamba. So, taking the fragrance of all these things, the air became heavy. He was not in a mood to go speedy. So, he can, if a man takes something in him, he cannot walk. So, it was coming. The air was blowing. Very gently, and that air took the corner of Radha, what? Anchal. You know Anchal? What is this? No.
Yes.
This is the corner of Anchal of Srimati Radhika. Air was blowing, and from that the corner of Srimati Radhika Anchal means this,
yeah.
So it began to do like this. And presence of Radha's body went in air. At first the air was heavy with so many good flowers, then now Srimati, scent of Srimati Radhika body also made. And it went crossing Radhakund and went to Krishna. And it went straight in the nose of Krishna. And he saw that this fragrance is of Srimati Radhika. He knows. He is quite parikit. He is quite known to that. So at once he saw that he or that Srimati Radhika has come in the shape of a smell, and tears were coming from Krishna eyes. And he shut up his eyes and took Srimati Radhika in his heart and what?
Embrace.
Embrace divinity. Thought that I have wholly, fully have the acquisition of the material. Required. No? Who is writing this slok is telling that Krishna is so much so much very hard to have the darshan of Krishna, lotus feet. Brahma, Shankar, Bhishma, Pitama, Narad and all others, himself Buddha, cannot have darshan of Jong, Brajesh, Nandan Krishna, Nandanandan, Radhakand Krishna. He is Radhakand at Radhakand, Gopikand, Vrindavan Vilasi, Krishna. And Vrindavan Vilasini is serving. So many Vrindavan Vilasini are serving Krishna that time. So it is very hard to have darshan of Krishna. But Krishna is telling it's Dunata. That air touching the body of the Radhika became so fortunate and most fortunate. That dhanyati dhanya, fortunate air. When came to Krishna, Krishna set the smell of Srimati Radhika. Then Krishna eyes were shut up and now he is thinking, my whole life is
successful.
So I am thinking, successful. My life is now successful. So I go down to Srimati Radhika. No. That is not. I will go down to the lotus face dust. Then he is thinking that I am not qualified to take the dust of Srimati Radhika. Then what to do? I will go down to that air which brought the fragrance of Srimati Radhika to Krishna. And Krishna thinks himself successful in life. So where Radhika is standing from here, I'm going to that side, that form, from where that air is coming towards Radhika. So I'm going that side. What side? Best side. Where Radhika is. I'm not qualified for anything to pray Radhika just out. So I pray only that Disha. Disha means that
direction.
Direction. Where Radhika is.
Do we also pray to the air here in Vrindavan to get
Krishna
consciousness?
You should know. You should think what to do.
Oh, you said we should pray to the dust particles, so should we also pray to the air?
One may flow. Everything has changed. But that could be any good tester. That is called rasi. Devil. That the juice of all this is and give to others and make them rush it. By hearing all this is slow, great progress is being seen. That how can I start? Sarva Radhika. Krishna knows, so he becomes so much merciful to that Sarva.
this is the way to go towards Trinity. Remembering one slok and thinking the meaning of that slok. This is Raganuga Bhajan.
We can think of the sloka and the meaning of the sloka while we're chanting our japa. The 16 rounds.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Yasya kadapi vatanam chalakhe dano dhanyati dhanya pamane nakitarthamani yogendra durgam gatir madhusu danoti tasya namastu vrishubhanu bhuyo. Send this stroke. A sadhak goes down to earth and go like this. First,
rolling.
Basing.
Is each dust particle a separate pure devotee?
Huh?
Is each dust particle a different pure devotee?
No need of being devotee. Each dust is a rasa.
What does that mean?
Rasa, you know?
Taste, no.
Huh?
Taste, no.
In English, what word? Rasa.
Hey,
that's what it is. Rasa means here. In glass, there is some liquid
juice.
But juice is not a rasa. A dust is a rasa. Rasa, you know? What Krishna drinks, that is rasa. Asmati, Radhika, and Gopis drink. That is called the rasa. Understand? That is rasa. So every dust is the rasa. How? You know kumkum?
The red kumkum that the gopis wear on their bed.
In here? No? And they took Krishna lotus feet here and the kumkum dust. Next is Krishna lotus feet. No? And then Krishna left that dust. And after that dust from Krishna, when he
walks,
that dust mixed in earth. So that dust is that dust. Kumkum dust, and it is full of rust. Kosam of rust is there. If any man has that dust, it will also be a rust. Understand something?
But the dust are not, they're not devotees. They're not pure devotees. But you said praise the dust.
We want to taste the rust. We don't want to be rust. That dust. We want to take that dust here in eyes. Like in Srimad Bhagavata it has been stated, Purna Pulinda Urgaya Padapya Raga. Very good slok in Srimad Bhagavata. Gopis are telling in Venunat, Venu Gita. Have you heard Venu Gita? Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 21 adhyaya chapter. Baraha pilam natavar bapu karnayu karnitaya. This is slok. Best slok of Krishna set deep Krishna. Beautiful. This is whole in Srimad Bhagavatam. This slok is so beautiful, marvelous. Describing the beautifulness of Krishna. Last slok is Puna Pulinda. Puna Pulinda means the Pulin, Pulin girls are so fortunate. Srimati Radhika is telling, I want to be a Pulinda girl. Pulinda girl means a hilly, right?
Aboriginal.
Aboriginal. That girl I want to. Because they live in hills. They live in by the side of Govardhan Hill. So, this girl in morning, they have come to Govardhan for need of fuel. Well, you know, cow dung, they have come to collect all this. Some stick for fuel, cow dung for fuel. So that's a wild, wild girl, but beautiful. Some blackish, not as gopi, but yet so beautiful. Girl was collecting all this. She saw a spot of Krishna face upon grasses. In morning, drops of
dew.
Dew. Makes grass so wet. So Krishna in morning, returning his home from Sanket. Have you heard Sanket's name?
That's where Krishna and the gopis have
been. Maharaj Swami Dekha Ushe. Maharaj Swami Dasam Kalisha. So then, this Maharaj Swami. And the, what?
And the kumkum mixed from his feet.
What?
Landing with the
wind. That with God. So, it was wet and some water mixed. It became so some liquid. Some Pulindi. She is like Pulindi.
Very nice. That.
No. What I was saying.
That it became wet, the kumkum mixed with the wet grass became wet.
You want to hear, or I may stop here?
Yes.
You want to hear? Or let us stop?
No.
No? So then, she remembered Krishna. And she was so much become how? मैं बेकार हिंदी क्यों नहीं पढ़ता बेकार बाहर करेगा तो बिकम सो सिंथेटिक
होता है
फुल ऑफ इमोशन And she could not take herself. She wanted to at once embrace Krishna. She was out of her control. Instead of that, she looked Krishna in the upper side, here, here, everywhere. She became like mad. And she thought that Krishna is standing here. And she took the kumkum of Krishna. And whether anyone seeing or not seeing, she was out of control. She took it and just sit there. A friend, love, went 1,000 times. Guests were coming and going here. When she put that kumkum on her heart, she began. She at once thought that Krishna has embraced me. And she was calm and quiet. So Srimati Radhika is telling that I want to be that Ravi. She has no connection with Srimati, Krishna. That lady, that girl has no such Krishna. Krishna is very far away. Only the dust, that is kumkum, and it was on grass, and some grass she takes. Krishna is so far away, but yet she has so much love. So I want to be that. I want to be Jai and take birth in that Pulinda Kanya, Heli tribe girl. Because she has no shame, no binding. He will not hear the words of his father. His father will not disturb her for doing so. No? So I want to be that. My father, my mother, my husband, my father-in-law, mother-in-law, all artists are with me. But the father, mother, and his husband, anyone not disturb her, that lady. So I
that Pulinda Kanya, who has everything to take darshan of Krishna, take the kumkum of lotus feet of Krishna.
Taking of the dust.
But that dust was, where Krishna collected that dust?
Mudrani.
But Radhika is telling this in Krishna. He's not understanding that, understanding. That is, this kumkum.
Did I
have to get the name from Kumkum only? Huh? Did I have to get the name from Kumkum only? Kumkum. Kumkum only. Because of that. Krishna takes from her Krishna's feet, himself takes, and does like this.
Angi means, what is Angi mean?
Angi means body.
Oh, she wears kumkum on her body, so she's called kumkumandi?
No. Having the kumkum in her body is kumkumandi. And Krishna may be kumkumanga. Well, protect the kumkum of Srimati Radhika in his body, that is kumkumanga.
So
try to think all these things and pray Krishna and to go dust of Vrindavan, Vrindadevi and all to give you that this thing. This is called Radha Nuga Bhajan. In brief.
The dust of the pure devotees' feet is also auspicious, and we see that the devotees always take the dust from your feet. We heard, though, that you said because the lady could not do that with Prabhupada, that we should not do that with you. But is that true? Because sometimes we see that our ladies are also taking the dust from your feet. So what is the proper thing?
What is proper thing?
Well, not proper, but what?
Every sastra has said so. Srimad Bhagavat has also said. But it should be applied to qualified guru and vaishnava, not unqualified. We are not qualified. Your Gurudev was qualified. Our Gurudev was qualified. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was. No, no. I am not qualified. If anyone take my dust, he will go to hell.
I don't like that hell.
If he'll take my name, he will be in hell. Satyalaya Tishe. Kojan. Abhyasya. Vibhavari says,
we sing it every morning.
Vibhavari sing morning.
For Mangalarti.
Your Prabhupada used to, was very fond of this song. When I used to song, and he always want to hear my this song.
Prabhupada used to sing for him?
Huh?
He used to sing for him?
Huh? When he met me, he always requested me that he used to sing something. And he used to
play my
drums.
And he played kartal?
Kartal.
Would you mind singing that now for a few minutes?
But his kartal? My Gurudev has gone. He has also gone to upper Golok Bhakun. They have taken my gala, songs and everything with them. My song is not so sweet now.
It has to be sweet because it's coming from a pure heart.
A phone number that taken my what?
Perfect.
Oh, no. When I sang it, when he was going to upper heaven. At that time. He called me from Mathura. He used to call me daily. And I used to go. Bhavanand Kamal Krishna, Jayaprataka Swami, Charu Maharaj, they used to come with car and take me to Krishiti there. Kya ji? Kaise aa gaya?
Maharaj and Jayadra Maharaj, about the Jayadrama. When you were discussing the end chapters, all the technical terms like Anubhava and Satrika, I know Dhanadhar Swami, I think, asked you this question, but if we're trying to get in the mood of Radhanuga prayer, as you said, what is the purpose of knowing all these technical terms?